December 15th. Nero gives fiddling a bad name. On this day in AD 37, the Roman Emperor Nero Claudius Caesar was born, the last of the Julio-Claudian emperors, a dynasty that had mainly received a negative press at the hands of contemporary historians. Nero is famous for fiddling while Rome burned, and then blaming the fire on the Christians. He also had his mother executed, and is said to have poisoned his stepbrother. But maybe he wasn't all bad. Certainly he was popular with the common people, and during his reign the empire increased in size and strength. When Galba, the governor of the Spanish province, was said to be making a bid for the throne, Nero committed suicide, wrongly thinking that he was about to be deposed and assassinated. Perhaps a fitting end for a man that early Christians at the time considered to be the Antichrist. Here is a poem on Nero's death by C.F. Cavafy, Nero's Dilemma. Nero wasn't worried at all when he heard the utterance of the Delphic oracle. Beware the age of 73. Plenty of time to enjoy himself still. He's 30. The deadline the god has given him is quite enough to cope with future dangers. But now, a little tired, he'll return to Rome. But wonderfully tired from that journey, devoted entirely to pleasure. Theatres, garden parties, stadiums, evenings in the cities of Achaia, and above all, the sensual delight of naked bodies. So much for Nero. And in Spain, Galba secretly musters and drills his army. Galba, the old man in his 73rd year. Today I ask that I will never give in to despair and to see setbacks as opportunities.